In 1950, the Fayetteville Lions Club began a fundraising practice that remains in operation today, their annual auction of the air. Now, more than 60 years ago, members of the Lions Club would have access to a local AM radio station and describe auction items to listeners and take the bids over the phone. About 25 years later, the auction moved to public access television. Now, the Fayetteville Lions are integrating the web to take the auction into the 21st century. Tammy Smith, the past president of the Lions Club, recently talked to me about the past and present of the auction.
This will be the 62nd annual auction on the air. And I asked one of the members in the club what the first auction he worked on, what year that was. And the various members thought for a little bit, and then one person said, "That was 1964, and I thought to myself, great, I was 6 months old. So we have some members in our club that have been there for 50 years or more, and this particular member, John Rosso, had worked on the auction the first time was 1964.
And it extends even back before that, though,
it does, because it this is the 62nd, so whatever that math makes it, the 50s.
Yeah. Now, of course, we know what... Anyone who's familiar with it in the recent years knows about it on television.
Mm-hmm.
But to be the auction on the air, it had to start 62 years ago on the radio.
That's right. It was on the radio. And that was one of the questions I posed to the membership recently, is when did it move to TV? And the answer was 1982. So for 30 years, it's been on TV. But the preceding time, I guess the Lions would say, well, we have this donated item, and people would call in not knowing what it looked like and bid on it. And then whoever got the winning bid would go down and pick it up, and I guess they would find out at that point what it was they just bought.
Of course. Now, I was in my high school years, the radio station in Mountain Home, Arkansas, KTLO, had an auction on the air, and you would describe it, and often sometimes it was a certificate for a dinner at a local cafe or tickets. Mm-hmm. So you had kind of an idea of what you were getting.
I'd say half of our items have usually been donated things and half have been gift certificates. So sure, you know what you're getting on a gift certificate, but sometimes the jury's out on the items.
Now, since 1982 on television, mm-hmm. and that's when you could show people what
yes.
it was.
Yes. So at that point, we'd have members that would display items. We'd have auctioneers sitting up front talking to the audience, the viewership. We would have bid slips being run around with people. We'd have boards with lettered names of what it was. And people would call in their bids. The phones would be ringing, all of that kind of action. It was quite a commotion.
Even if you were watching and not participating, you hadn't seen anything that you wanted to bid on, it could be fun to watch because there would be bidding wars. And sometimes, especially in the 80s and 90s when this was a smaller town, you might know who was bidding.
That is so true. In fact, many people would have aliases. They'd bid under one name, and then they might notice that they were being bid up, and so they'd change their name and start bidding under another name. And there was a longtime person, Bertha Lewis, used to call in bids. She has since passed away. But she'd start out with her name, and every year she'd be a huge participant. She'd start out with her name, and then she'd realize, these people are bidding me up. And so she would give an alias. But you'd recognize her voice when she called in. So you'd say, is this Bertha?
The idea of people bidding her up, knowing that she wanted that, and she was worth $15 or $20
That's
more.
Right. And in fact, Bertha was one of the people that would bid more than the item was worth.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Because her dad had been a Lions member, and so she had that family history as well. So she really wanted that to go to support the Lions Club.
And the money raised through the auction, used for good causes.
Well, it is. We do a lot of things. One of the big pushes for Lions Club is vision. And so we help provide eyeglasses and eye exams for people in need. But we also have done things like give audio and visual the things to check and see how kids' vision is
right.
and how their hearing is. And we've donated those to the public school system. We help with things like Lifestyles or the Boys and Girls Club. In fact, several years ago, the patio furniture for the pool at Wilson Park, the Lions Club donated money to buy that. So we look at areas in the community where we can put that money to work. And this is our largest fundraiser, the auction on the air.
62nd year. There is a television element, but just as radio moved to television, now this is 2012 after all, there's an online presence.
That's right. This is so exciting. This year we have bidding online, and the items are already on the site. The site is biddingforgood.com, and you can search the auctions and find the Fayetteville Lions Club. And there are over 205 items that have been donated by merchants here in Fayetteville. And there's already people bidding on them. There's 24 people that have bid so far. And there's about $3,000 that has been committed to our auction. So we're pretty excited. We're going to see how this will work out, kind of coming up into this century, I guess.
But then, of course, it will be on television, too.
So it's going to culminate. All the items will end their bidding on the televised portion, and that will be December 15th. We're going to do it in the morning, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and then we're hopefully going to disperse all of the things that have been won and bought to everybody that afternoon, like between 2:30 and 5.
Where can people see this on the 15th?
They can. They can go to Public Access Television. That's channel 218 on Cox or 99 on UVerse, and you'll be able to watch it. It's also going to be live streamed by Public Access Television, and so you can watch it on your computer. And, of course, you can just go online and see how the bidding's going at biddingforgood.com.
What are some of the items that people will be bidding on?
Well, we have an autographed megaphone by the Razorback cheerleaders. That's kind of fun. We have a $500 pair of sunglasses from McDonald Eye Associates. They've got crystal on the sides. They're pretty fancy. And then we've got $20 gift certificates to Whole Hog Cafe. So, I mean, there's really something for everybody. There's a football helmet from the Razorbacks, so
always
that's nice.
A lot of Razorback stuff involved.
There's a fair amount, but not as much as you might think. I would say there are about half of its gift certificates, either services or dining establishments. Certainly sunglasses are always popular because the optometrists and ophthalmologists like to support Lions Club with the vision work that we do. So there's quite a few nice pairs of sunglasses on the auction this year.
And again, the website?
Biddingforgood.com. It'll list all sorts of various auctions. And you want to click on Fayetteville Lions Club.
And then on the 15th, 9 until 2. On Public Access 218 on Cox Cable and 90.
UVerse is 99.
99. Well, best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Tammy Smith is the past president of the Fayetteville Lions Club. The 62nd annual Lions Club Auction of the Air is now on the web and again on television. She came to KUAF earlier this week.
It's time for the KUAF and Friends Holiday Giveaway. This drawing is your chance to win a gift from one of many generous KUAF underwriters. Participants include Theater Squared, Big Frog of Northwest Arkansas, the Fayetteville Public Library, Brown's Tree Care, and more. This drawing will be held on Friday, December 14th, during the noon edition of Ozarks at Large. Registration and more information available at KUAF.com.